talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say again how glad and proud I am that Devil Radio has come out with an app. You can download it from Google, Apple Store. You can download it from our website. Put on your phone. Everywhere you go, you have Devil Radio instantly right at your fingertips, 24/7. Listen to your favorite show. Listen to every show. A lot of good programming. Excellent, excellent development. Okay, we've talked about a lot of things. Now we're going to go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, an observation and then a question. These Republicans have just refused to ditch Trump. Okay, fine. I see him as a potentially a five-time loser. He actually lost the first time he ran, if not things fell perfectly in line in the Electoral College. He lost the House. He lost the presidential bid this last time. And if he runs again, I think he'd lose again. But the next question is for, I think there's a better than average chance that he's going to be indicted on something. Now, how do you run for president under that circumstance? And how does anybody realistically back him? What is their game? What's their end game? Should that happen? These people that are so entrenched in this idea, he's the only one that can lead the party.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. And let's build on that, because let's take a look at the three areas he could be indicted. The Manhattan DA is the most obvious. The Manhattan DA, right now, Cyrus Vance Jr., he didn't run for re-election. The primary's in June. 8 people running against him. Several of them are weirder than a $3 bill, believe me. But there's a woman that does have experience in that office and is considered a fairly tough prosecutor, and I assume she'll win. I hope she wins. Anyway, they are putting together, well, they have an investigation. They're putting together an indictment, I think, as we speak. They've had Michael Cohen in 7 times, Trump's lawyer who turned on Trump because Trump turned on him, 7 times. You know something, in the history of indictments, in the history of prosecutions, I have never heard of somebody bringing in a cooperative witness 7 times. I mean, you didn't figure it out the 6th time, the 5th time? Also, Trump's CFO, chief financial officer, main accountant. He knows where the bodies are buried. He knows where the bones are buried. And they are starting to put the squeeze on him, because obviously he's not going to turn on Trump the way Michael Cohen did. Trump didn't turn on him. On the other hand, he has no desire in his old age to spend the rest of his life in prison. And his daughter-in-law, his estranged daughter-in-law, sad thing, sad divorce, turned over a lot of financial documents to the prosecutor. And those financial documents, some of them have his signature. And he has a real problem, decision to make, because if he does not cooperate and they indict him too, his signature is on there. What does he do when he goes to trial? Does he invoke his right against self-incrimination, say nothing, and leave all these documents, leave valuations that show different amounts depending on whether it's for tax authorities or lenders? For tax authorities, you want to say your property isn't worth much. You don't want to pay a lot of taxes. For lenders, when you're putting up as collateral, you want to say, oh, this is a terrific, very expensive property, shows I have a lot of money. What? And by the way, you do something like that, that's a federal felony, because these banks are federally insured banks. And if you are putting in false information to them, that is a felony, because ultimately the U.S. government may have to bail them out. because they are federally insured. Anyway, so what does he do? If he cooperates, they may say, okay, you're not going to go to jail. Well, you know something? Think about your own life and your own circumstances. If you're in your 50s or 60s, somebody says, you can go to jail for the rest of your life, or you may not have to if you give me some information. Well, depending on what it is, and if it has to do with a third party, not your own family, a lot of people would say, okay, I'm not going to jail. I'm not going to live out my life in a jail cell. If they get the CFO, the chief financial officer, and they have Michael Cohen, the lawyer, they have a powerful case against Donald Trump. Because there's a lot of things about it. He paid Ivanka apparently a lot of money, many millions of dollars, as his advisor, as a somehow that it's a business expense that he can write off. Let me advise you something. Don't have your daughter be your advisor. Turn your salary over to her on paper and say, I'm going to take a deduction for all my salary because this is my consultant. I mean, that's just, you know, that's not right, and it's not smart. And that's what he apparently did. This is all reported. We'll see. Inconsistent valuations to federally insured banks and taxing authorities and other things. The question is, when are they going to do it, Dick? When are they going to do it? In Manhattan, you can't just rush right into this. It's already May. Are they going to get the criminal charge, the indictment out by the fall? You'd hope so. But Cyrus Vance, the DA, very experienced guy, very tough guy, will be turning it over to somebody else, and it better be to an experienced prosecutor in this primary in New York in June. And when he does that, they bring the charges in 2022. There'll be an all-out assault by Trump world, by the Trump cult, that this is a fake, it's fake news, it's cooked up, these are fraudulent documents, you know, just like they said about the ballots. Whoever the new district attorney is going to have to be more than a good lawyer. They're going to have to be an expert at handling the media, about handling tough issues, about public relations, and there will be threats. There will be threats. When, do you remember back well before 9/11, there was a blind sheik and a couple of other jihadists who tried to blow up the World Trade Center by putting a bomb in the parking garage? And they got them finally, but, you know, prosecutors and the judge that handled the case, subject to death threats, they finally went to one federal judge named Kevin Duffy, a very good federal judge in New York, and they got him to take all the jihad cases, but they also gave him a secure house in Connecticut with his family, and he had more FBI agents around that property than the vice president. But a lot of judges and prosecutors don't want to live that way. And here, you're going to have, in Trump world, take a look at what happened on January 6th. You essentially have organized criminals, right-wing nuts. So that new DA, Cyrus Vance, I'm very sorry he didn't just, you know, stay on and run for re-election. The new DA is going to have to be tough. There has to be great security. But if Trump goes to trial in New York, and he'll drag it out, saying he needs a lot of time to read the documents, so it'll be all through 2022, it may be into 2023. But to Dick of Madison's point, if that happens, even the indictment itself, to me, that has got to put the end to another presidential candidacy. And if he's convicted, unless he thinks he's going to serve from prison, it definitely will. The problem is, take a look at Rick Scott. He's the governor. He was the governor of Florida. Now he's the senator, wants to run for president, right wing. He was the head of an insurance company that was indicted for Medicare fraud, Medicaid fraud, of a health insurance company. And they subpoenaed him before the grand jury, him personally, because things don't happen without the president being involved. He took the fifth. He said, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. And they never, ever prosecuted him. And then he ran for governor of Florida. And somebody said, well, you can't run for governor of Florida. You took the fifth in front of a grand jury on a big Medicare fraud thing where your company paid, I I think it was $1 billion in fines. And you know what he said? He lied. He said, well, I really wanted to testify. I was innocent, but my lawyers wouldn't let me. Wait a minute. You're the guy, not your lawyers. They just advise you. You can do whatever you want. Florida elected him. Florida elected him. Wisconsin would not have elected him. Illinois would not have elected him, but Florida did elect him. So I don't put anything past the Trump world, the Trump cult. But at some point, can he be squeezed so hard that the Republican Party will nominate somebody else? So stay tuned. But I think that you raise a good point. The other two places, of course, are the Atlanta U.S. Attorney and District Attorney for the extortion of Brad Raffensperger, where he said, forge some votes or you'll have criminal exposure. That is extortion. That's a federal felony and a state felony. And ginning up the insurrection that involved people getting killed in Washington, D.C., the U.S. attorney there is looking at too. So there are three areas he's being investigated. Will it keep him out of the presidency? He's not going to be president again, but I don't know. Stay tuned. We will see how that develops. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.